Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one is Hugh Douglas.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
he wasn't number one last week?
He was number two last week.
Oh, okay.
So Hugh not only had all the Jalen stuff, but he also today said that Darius Slay and the Eagles, like Darius Slay is coming back to the Eagles.
He did.
He tweeted it. Now, does he know? We don't know. We do credit activity. And if he ends up being right.
Right.
You know? Now, if he's wrong, that'll hurt him.
Hmm.
Technically, I wasn't wrong, though. Eagles did put in a bid for
him. Let's unpack this. Welcome back, everyone. It is the Midday Show.
So I'm still in. I should still be number one.
You know, Joe Giglio and former Eagles Insider of the Year candidate, Hugh Douglas. So let's go through what happened yesterday. Let's pull up first the tweet from Hugh Douglas, which was sent out. Let's make sure we have the right time on this.
Which he did all on his own.
All on his own, cooked it up without any help. I think what we need to do is get everyone's help to unpack this, because we need to decide if you deserve big credit in the Eagles Insider of the Year race that is, you know, hotly contested on the afternoon show, or Hugh, do we need to dock you some points here, okay? Boy, you got a lot of tweets I'm trying to comb through here. Where's the one? You do have it? All right, here we go. I got it. 22 hours ago. 1:02 p.m. yesterday. Quote, sources say Darius Slay and the Eagles are heading for a reunion with 3! All right, so that obviously.
That was big time. That put it over the top.
It blew up.
It blew up. I think the exclamation points is a fun spin that most insiders don't do because they're a little more buttoned up. I think that should be your thing.
He was excited.
Like, kind of like Marvin Harry with the Wet Bandits and they let the water run in Home Alone. Yeah. You should have the exclamation points on your insider tweets. Okay.
People were picking it up on Facebook.
Yes. It was a big deal. Oh, yeah. Like all those weird accounts. All right, so you put that out.
All those weird accounts.
1:02. Okay. And then this one came out from Ian Rappaport a few hours later. Quote, a near reunion. The Eagles also put in a claim for Darius Slay, source said, hoping for their former starting cornerback to return to Philly, but Buffalo had priority and got him. So the Bills claimed and won the Darius Slay claim. The Eagles, though, according to Ian Rappaport, I find it really interesting and noteworthy that Ian Rappaport used the wording a near reunion.
That's the key right there.
Because you that said a reunion is close.
Yeah, that should keep me in the running. As a matter of fact, that should really put me over the top for inside of the year.
And it's a good thing. Close. It's a good thing you worded it that way. They're heading for a reunion.
Yes.
Something just held it up. But they were heading there.
And it was out of your control and the Eagles, because the Bills had higher waiver priority.
Yeah, I was there. I was right
you
there.
You sure
so
were.
Listen. I think I should be number one.
By the way, not over yet, totally.
Because he could refuse the assignment, I guess. He could just not show up to Buffalo and say, I don't want to play here.
He's got a chance here.
Yeah, I got a chance.
I'll tell you what.
If this goes over.
If he refuses to show up to Buffalo to come here, I think you have this thing on lock.
Yeah,
I think you could just shut it down the rest of the season.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll raise the banner for you as Eagles Insider of the Year if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go shout out to Cozy Jewelers. Because did you see that they made Devin a nice.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They made her a nice necklace. So I'm going to go on and talk to somebody over there. I'm going to get me inside of your chain, man.
So you sound pretty confident you're going to win this
thing. Oh, yeah, I feel good about it because I feel like this Darius Slay thing still has legs. Can I? Hey, you know what? We need to craft another tweet today.
Oh.
Before, like, we got to figure it out, though.
What do you mean?
Sources say, because there's, like, he hasn't signed yet.
Are you going to double down? Are you going to double down
I'm
and
thinking
say?
About it, man. We got to, but, see, here's the thing.
Well, how are you going to word it, though?
That's the thing, Joe. It has to be worded in a crafty way that makes it sound like, I've been talking to folks.
So Hugh's considering doubling down on this.
Because if I double down on it and it happens,
you win.
Oh, that's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
But it's the wording though.
Sources,
it has to be wording.
I mean, I'm better at writing things down than talking them out. Even though we're talk show hosts, I like writing things down. Maybe it's something like sources say Darius Slay considering not showing up to Buffalo. Eagles reunion still in play. Something like, I mean, we could workshop it. I'm just, you know, think about it and we'll work through that. All right, 215-592-9494. As we sit here with the Eagles, you know, the current leader in the clubhouse for Eagles Insider of the Year. Now, I'm not sure how the afternoon show is going to handle this if he ends up just playing for the Bills, which, you know, there's one other element that I think could hurt Hugh. I thought about this last night. What if Slay not only plays for the Bills, everyone, what if he makes a play against the Eagles when the Eagles go to Buffalo in a few weeks? That's a big stain on your report because we'd have a memory of Slay in a Bills uniform. Like,
no,
what
see,
if he
not,
picks off Jalen?
Wait a minute, hold up.
Then
now.
You're in trouble.
You're putting your fandom, like, you got to put your fandom aside when it comes to this Insider of the Year thing, man.
You gotta
put, no, because now you're penalizing me because of how you feeling about if he go out there and ball out.
Yeah, of course.
But, if you report that he's going to play for the Eagles and he picks off a pass against the Eagles in a big game, you're in trouble.
That's happenstance. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Of course it does. We'll blame you. Nothing to do with you. I have people blaming me because the Eagles lost football games.
Yeah, that's because you be throwing it out there all willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly? They were like minus 5,000 and win the division.
It was looking good
I know.
You.
It's not my fault. It's theirs.
It was looking good for you.
Man.
And, I was right on. Like, I'm just, you know, throwing my little beers out there. I was right on that Kansas City thing.
It's not over yet.
Yeah, it is. Because what Coach said, he's going to tickle them tonsils. That was wild.
Oh, Andy?
Yeah.
Are you betting against Andy after he talking about tickling
you know,
tonsils?
You know, it's funny. I reached out to Big Red, right?
About tonsil tickling?
And I said, dog, I said, you need to work on your trash talk. I said, that was horrible.
Did he respond?
He said, I couldn't say what I really wanted to say. So I didn't even ask. I didn't ask what you was trying to say because I'm like, I mean, I had some ideas, but you know, I ain't feel like workshopping them with Coach.
Well,
like
I've heard that you have become bulletin board material for Andy in that locker room.
What are you talking about?
He told everyone that you buried them weeks ago, that you said they were dead.
They didn't hear that.
All right.
They didn't hear that.
Okay. All right, we'll find out. Let's go back to phone lines here. Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony? Great radio. What's up, Anthony?
Are you laying in the bed on the phone under the covers? Like, what you doing?
Okay, let's.
That sounds like he might have been getting a nooner because the phone. You can't say that on there.
Well, yeah, I mean, you
everybody
can.
Don't know what that is.
It's not ideal.
Everybody don't know what that is.
What are we doing?
I'm just saying, everybody don't know. Do everybody know what that is? I guess they do.
All right, Matt. Let's go.
Slather Vaseline on me. Okay, what did that sound like to you? He just hung up abruptly.
I know what it sounded like. We all know what it sounded like. We're just trying to act like adults here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Green team, how y'all doing?
What's up, man? Will?
All right. This is bad. I'm going to keep this short and sweet, right? All I want to see from here on out, like I said, attack mode, man. I need these running backs to run downhill, man. It's no more that handing it off in the backfield. Like, we let these guys run downhill, get their speed and their power up, right? Hurry up offense. You know, every drive, man, every drive that we put together, all we want to look for is points to put up, man. Like, I don't think that's what the focus is. I think we just try to look good and drive the ball. No, we want to look for points every time we drive the ball down, man. Like, if it's 3 or if it's 7. We want to just drive the ball and get a score, man. We got to keep scoring. We got to go pound for pound with every team that we playing from here on out, man. My thing is this, man, as far as, you know, the coaching, like, this is what I want to ask you. What is so different when I keep bringing up this I formation, right? What's so different from for us lining up in the I formation and lining up in that shotgun formation every time.
Well, I guess the biggest difference I would say, Will, is they don't. I mean, they have to use Cam Latu, right?
They have to have an actual fullback.
They have to take a receiver off the field.
That's all right.
Yeah,
but, no, it's not because you got two $30 million receivers. You can't take. You ain't taking one.
Let me just ask you this: How many times have you seen other teams use the tight end as a fullback?
Yeah, you could do that. I mean,
yeah,
you,
but okay. it's a pass lead.
When you line up in that out formation, a lot of the times the teams, the defenses, basically the first thing they're going to think is run. And we play action it. But the whole thing is we got to keep the defense thinking, man. It don't hurt to try. If we run in this the shotgun formation all the time, right? And they already know what we're doing. And we line up in that eye. They don't know what's coming out of that. You could hit every player out of that eye formation.
Listen, I miss the eye formation as much as you guys. Listen, Will, we all miss the eye formation. I mean, that's when football was football with wham and power.
Back when men were men.
Guess what? When I said we need to run the ball last season, we need a power back last season, guess what happened? People started to listen, and guess what? It went into the Super Bowl. We got to do stuff that's different, something that the defense haven't seen yet. But this is what I want to say, man. When all is said and done, man, we cannot win. We cannot execute if everyone is not on the same page. We cannot win. We cannot execute if everybody is not on one accord, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, everybody needs to communicate more, and I guarantee you, man, with the play calling, these running backs got to run downhill. And I'm going to end it with this.
An eye formation.
Listen, man, start the tank, man. Start him. Quit Saquon, bro. Listen, he can't get it done. Saquon, listen, I know I'm going off the edge, but start tank and let Saquon come in and he be the cleanup guy. Because our backup quarterback won us the Super Bowl, so why can't a backup running back do it?
Why couldn't the backup quarterback win us the Super Bowl again?
Well, I mean, just replace everyone. Replace everyone. Will, we appreciate the phone call. A little eye formation talk there. Bring it back. When's the last time you saw the eye, like, in a considerable
the
amount?
The serious eye?
Because then they run split. Detroit ran split backs last year.
You see some two-back stuff. Yeah. But, true eye formation, we're going back 20
I'm
years.
I'm with it, dude.
I mean,
that's when men were men.
If they lined up in the eye... That's different, man.
That's tickling your tonsils right there.
Tickle them tonsils.
I want to know what Andy really wanted to say. That's what I need to find out.
I didn't even ask, man.
I don't think we want to know.
Yeah, let's go to Melanie, who's up next. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Melanie. What's up?
Joe, I'm just calling to tell you and Kyle I told you so.
I heard that. She called with I told you so.
I know, and a disappointed
tone. Told us what? We're still in first place.
By a game and a half, Melanie. We got this.
No, I don't want to talk about the division. I'd like to talk about the Super Bowl. But look, I know there's a lot of stuff wrong with our team everywhere. Like, you know, every side of the ball, up and down, whatever. I don't want to talk about that. I just want to say to you that I understand football. I understand we have problems. But a month ago, maybe 3 weeks, you were saying, let's put the flag up. And you gave me like an anxiety attack in the car because everybody else that I listened
gave
to
an anxiety attack.
Sorry about that.
Everybody else that I listened to post game live and a couple of sports guys, they were all saying, "Hey, you know, it looks good, looks really good for us." But you were the only dude that said,
dude,
"I'm putting a banner up." Mm-hmm. So I called in and I said, "Can we talk about Juju?" And you like, hey,
Miss Schuster,
like
bad
this.
Juju.
Initially,
I thought she was talking about
Jinx,
Juju.
Like a Jinx type of thing. Yeah, not Juju Smith.
Well,
yeah.
So
they're not real.
So what happened? So what? Look, it may not be real.
Yeah,
well, but
it's not.
It.
So
it definitely
so here's know, what, Melanie, here's what I think happened because I've been thinking about this a lot, right? Because I'm staring at this banner every day, and now I'm going to have to like roll this thing back up. So
I've been asking you to take it down.
Well, I know you have. What I think is that. So I don't think I overestimated the Eagles. I knew what the Eagles were. They're flawed. My mistake was I thought the Cowboys were dead, and then they got up out of the grave. Like that, I wasn't expecting the zombie Cowboys to come reel off three straight wins. That caught me off guard, and now I'm fending off a zombie Cowboy team that might have some life. That was my mistake.
Well, yeah, and I said, Lane just got hurt, and then I said, look what's going on here, and, like, AJ needs to shut up and get off social media, and it just started going downhill, if you look at week to week to week. Mm-hmm. Juju, just Juju, and some
bad
team.
Juju.
And I called, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, can you just take the banner down? And you're like, no. So here's my question. Are you going to take the banner down?
So here's where I'm at, Melanie, and I appreciate how you've been firm on this the whole time. A great phone call. We are going to make a decision before we exit the show today. So, okay, so because obviously tonight's game is going to impact this in a big way, even though Hugh Douglas over here thinks it'd be better for the Eagles if the Cowboys win, which is a ridiculous thought. The game tonight goes a long way to deciding this, right? The odds, the percentages, all that. So we have to make this decision, guys, before we leave the studio today, before the afternoon show comes in. We have to decide, are we rolling this banner up, or are we just leaving it just right there, let it hang? And we go into the game tonight feeling confident that the Cowboys are going to lose.
Are you asking me? Leave it there. I mean, you ain't give me a chance to answer. Mm-hmm. Leave it there.
Let it hang?
Yeah. Let them hang. Let them hang. Let it hang. No, seriously, because that's how I feel about this. We put ourselves in this situation, and the only person that's going to get you out of this situation is you. Well, when I say you, I mean the Eagles.
Yeah.
Listen, man, and I mean this with every fiber of my being. You talked yourself into this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like you did, like with all the cliches and all this other stuff and the believability and you know, working hard. Okay, show me the baby. Like, everything, you had everything right there for you. Show me the baby. That's why I'm as confident as I am, because you talked a good game. Now it's time to go and show them what you really about. That's what this game is, Joe. Cowboys they look like a joke from the beginning all the way until last week.
I mean, their defense was bottom of the barrel. Bottom of the barrel.
And as far as the dude that called and said, I let him live, but as far as he said, well, I thought they were going to be fine. No, you didn't. There's not a pundit or a Cowboys fan
Mm-mm.
that saw when they traded for Quentin Williams. Most people were like, why? Yeah, why are they doing this?
Yeah, people thought maybe next year it could be better.
Yes.
But no one saw this
Nobody
coming.
Nobody saw this coming. So let's be honest. And this is where you're being just a lie. Oh, I saw it. No, you didn't. Because you thought Jerry was crazy. Because Jerry was saying, think about the timeline that the Cowboys are on. You block McCarthy from getting another job. You didn't resign him. You couldn't find another coach. So you hired from within the building. You hired the eternal coordinator.
Then you trade Micah 2 weeks before the season starts.
Before the season starts, because you don't want to pay him and you look like a joke. And then you get Quentin Williams and everybody's like, what are you doing? And Dak comes back and he plays well. And now Cowboy fans are coming out of Woodward. This is the funniest thing I think when I hear fans like that. All of a sudden, you start winning a few games. Now you're blowing up people's timelines. If you're a real fan, you'll be tweeting and throwing that banner all the time like Cleveland fans do. Cleveland Brown fans are proud of their team, and they ain't had nothing to be proud of in years.
You heard them like a week or two ago. Super Bowl, Super Browns.
You'd be like Ike Reese and the Cincinnati. He's a Cincinnati fan. He ain't had nothing to be proud of since Joe Burrow first got in the NFL, but he still – talk about Cincinnati Bengals like, you know, they the hardest thing since frozen food. Now, be a fan like that. Don't be the fan. I go straight. You know what? That was probably bad timing trying to be the inside of the year. So, Ike, if you listen, I apologize for
can't
that.
Can't rip the committee.
Hey, wait a minute.
The coldest thing is frozen food.
Wait a minute. I don't think he made it here yet. I take that
again,
back.
Again, people can listen when they're not in the building with us.
Wait a minute. Ike, if you heard that, I got beside. I take that back. Yeah, that
remember that day that we said this is a safe space? That was a lot.
No, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, you know what? The reaction to what I said was not safe.
No,
not
but the Cincinnati
space.
And the Cleveland, like, the point is, they've
what
been.
Is the, point?
The point is, they are fans regardless to what, win, lose, or draw. They're fans.
You're blind fans.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Dallas Cowboy fans. They get eerily quiet until they start to do something. Now they want to blow the time. Like, we ain't heard from Cowboys fans, and not a phone line's got Cowboy
they're
fans
they're
on it.
Dummies. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Cowboy Jim up next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Sorry, I'm out of breath. This is Peter Griffin from San Diego. I mean, Aaron from San Diego. Can I get a wheelchair? And when I get to SoFi with two pizzas, a gallon of Coke, and a churro.
All right, give the guy a break. All right,
Thank
Jim.
Thank you so much.
That's Kyle's fault, though. Because Kyle said,
what?
You the one that said you're breathing heavy. Nobody else said nothing but you. We let it go.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, I thought he was concerned for his well-being.
No, he wasn't. Kyle was like, you breathing heavy? What's wrong with you?
I thought it was a concern for his well-being. All right, Jim, what do you got for us?
Hugh Douglas, hello, yes. Cowboy fan, calls all the time. You know, is always proud of it, loves his Cowboys.
Well, you're not always proud. You haven't been always proud. Come on now.
Oh, come on. Well, you guys are so scared. Which is it? Are you more scared or should I be more scared? Which is it?
Well, what are you scared of?
I got a lot going on here. But it seems like you're just more worried. You're more worried it's the Cowboys that are coming up behind you, not the Giants or the Commanders. You just don't want to lose.
Well, the Giants and Commanders are terrible teams this season. Why am I worried about
that? No, I'm just saying, Joe, would you listen, please?
Nope.
I'm just saying, if it was somebody else, you know, you'd be like, oh, well, don't worry, we'll win this. But we can't have the Cowboys come up behind us and take the NFC East after you trashed them for 2 years, and now you're all like, well, maybe Jerry did a good job. Maybe Dak is playing really good. But, you know, so which is it? Please tell me.
Which is it? We have a banner here, and I don't know how the protocol if you have to take a banner down, Jim. It's the bottom line.
Go get a dog, Joe. Go get a dog, okay? You sound so scared.
All right, Jim, that's enough. I can only do so much, Jim. I can only do that. All right. This is why when you said earlier it'd be better if the Cowboys win tonight, people like Jim are going to be yapping tomorrow. Yeah, you want to hear Jim tomorrow?
No, that's more motivation, though.
No, for the Eagles. What about us?
That's more motivation.
What about
for the Eagles?
This radio station?
But it's more motivation because, first of all,
I can't do it.
No, it's a must win.
No, I need the Lions to rock the Cowboys tonight. I can't do this.
I gotta say, Cowboy Jim versus Aaron in San Diego is pretty good.
He said Peter Griffin.
That's so crazy.
I know. It's becoming a real thing. Yeah, it's and that's why we let him hang on the air, because he was ripping Aaron. But like then, yeah, I can't do any more of that. All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to here on the Midday Show. Don't forget, today is the first day, and it's a big day around here, of Hugh's holiday stocking. When you hear the sounder coming up, and it could be at any time, so stay tuned. When you hear the sounder, you call in, and you will have a chance to play for an incredible Jack Daniel's qualifying prize pack along with Gerhard's appliances and then be entered for the grand prize. We'll play that game before the show is over. Listen for the sounder. Your phone call's coming up on this, on the NFC East. Do you still believe the Eagles win this thing? Your confidence level in the division. We'll get to the odds on it and what tonight does. Like, how big is tonight's game? The leverage on the game, Cowboys win versus Cowboys lose. How does that change the NFCs? You can react to it all, including Hugh Douglas's chances at Eagles Insider of the Year.
Kind of hurt those chances, didn't it? Talking trash.
Well, you should not have ripped Ike.
Should have ripped the commissioner.
That was really a misstep on your part.
It really was.
Though I do like you workshopping more reckless takes that you're going to throw a tweet
out there. Oh, yeah, I'm those are reckless takes.
Remember, don't forget, finish with the 3 exclamation points. That's your signature.
That's what it does.
That's your signature. That's how you win this thing. All right, 215-592-9494 for a Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This holiday season, warmer with the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey, people, is bold. No, it's not bold. It's bold. Not bold. 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 It's bold. Vibrant blackberry flavor blended with creamy vanilla. Toasted oak and just a touch of honey. It's the perfect pour for holiday parties, family gatherings, and that quiet night by the fire. Make your season merry with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Stop by your local fine wine and good spirit stores and pick you up a couple bottles and make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry cocktails. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry celebrates this season responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.